Blått snack, yeah. Blått snack. Jag heter Hasse Strandberg.
Och jag heter Olle Törner.
Och då har vi från andra sidan Atlanten, långt borta, Wilton Figueiredo. Välkommen till Blått snack.
Tack så jättemycket, ja.
Hur går det med svenska, Wilton?
Ja, det går inte bra, men om du vill försöka lite.
Ja, vi gör. Vi växlar mellan svenska och engelska.
Ja, okej. Ja, Micke är glad till att prata med er.
Alltså, ja. jag är så imponerad att du pratar så bra svenska fortfarande, Wilton.
Nej. Jag bara pratar lite svenska, men... det är svårt i svenska, det är faktiskt för att jag pratar bara engelska med mina kompisar från Sverige.
Ja.
Så det är svårt att prata svenska.
We'll switch over to English. I think it's easier for both of us.
It would be.
So how is life 2020 in Brazil?
A little bit hard, but because I think everybody. But for that moment about the coronavirus here in Brazil, so to speak about my own life, it's fine. You know, I'm living in Maringá, in south of Brazil, is in state of Paraná. It's one of the best 5 cities here in Brazil to live. I mean, about the economic, hostel, and the other things. So I have 2 choices, as I think everybody know. Today's special day for me because it's the birthday for my daughter. So so I think everything go well. If we talk about my work, I'm a unseen 2014 when I finished my career as a football player. I start straight away as an agent, open a company here in Brazil. But everything go well here.
Do you have any famous player in Europe?
Yeah, actually I have one left back in Wolfsburg. I think he played against Malmo twice.
Okay.
And Paulo Otávio. I don't know if you remember this name, you know. He's the best player in my company. I mean, in Europe. You know?
But you mostly have Brazilian players.
Yeah, I have some Swedish player because I have a partner in Stockholm. He's a participation with my company. So then we signed some Swedish player. I think one of the top playing Swedish we have, but not Swedish, is a Brazilian, Paulinho from Hammarby. I think you know.
Yes.
You know him.
Good player.
Very good player. I tried to bring him to Malmo. 2 years ago, but doesn't work.
Daniel said no. Daniel Anderson.
No. Not because in that moment it don't fit all the things, you know. And Paulinho, so he would like to stay a little bit more in Hacking because his Hacking it was a club he respect too much. So he have a story in Hacking. That's why.
And the town you live in, it's a small town.
Yeah, it's small town. It's 415,000 people here. It's for me, it's the best because my office is in São Paulo, so I still go every week to São Paulo, but not now because of the coronavirus. But every single week I go to São Paulo because our office for our company there. Then I still have my own apartment there in São Paulo too. So I be between Maringá and São Paulo. I choose to live here in Maringá because it's a more calm city. It's the weather also here is always good in São Paulo. It's economic city. Just work, 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 work. Nothing more.
Okay, and São Paulo is one of the biggest towns in the world.
Exactly.
Looking back over your career in Sweden, who took you over to Sweden first place? Who made the first move for you to Sweden?
It was very, very nice story because I remember I was playing here in Brazil and in Ceará, in Série B in Brazil, and Donald Hillstrom, he's married with a Brazilian girl. He lives here in Brazil, and he have a connect with the guys. you know, in 2004. So then he brought me to Guys. I stayed in Guys one season. So I moved from Ceará to Fortaleza, né? To Guys. And then I stayed one season in Guys. It was very good, very fast adaptation, because in this year I was a second best scorer in the Supereta, in the best player in Supereta in 2004. And then I moved in the next year to Waikou, 2004 I came in the end of the season, and then 2005 I played all the season. In 2006 I moved to Waikou. I stayed 1.5 year there. It was great also. It's amazing. And then I moved to Qatar. And then when I moved to Qatar after two seasons, I started to talk with the at the board, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the Hans Green, both coming to Qatar. They stay with me for 1 week. And then they come again the next week. They make very good project with me, because in 2009, it's Malmo build up the new stage. You know, then he want to build also, how we can say, bring good players to be a champion again in Azenska, and also to go to Europe the next years. So then it was very hard negotiation, I can say this, because I remember we was being negotiation with the Arab people, because they are owner of my, because I have a contract there also, 1 year more. And the project from in Qatar, it was for me, be Qatari, take the passport in Qatari, and play in the national team in Qatar. That's why they don't want let me go. So, but I think Hasselborg in that time, it was perfect, because he was very calm in the negotiation, he take a time. And also my wish is come back to Sweden. And of course, all the projects Malmo offered for me in that time, it was very big. I never expect a club in Sweden have this ambition. But Malmo, I think from 2009, 2010, 11, 12, they start to be better and better and better. And that's the reason Malmo is, I think if you call top 20 clubs in Europe, Malmo be in that list, you know. Then I moved in April to Sweden, back to Malmo.
And you met Roland Nilsson again.
Exactly. I can say I wrote for him many times. He was my second father. Because I remember in Gothenburg, when I came to Gothenburg in 2005, I don't know nothing about Sweden, just, okay, I know Sweden is a nice country, but he helped me a lot, he teach me a lot, especially because the education, how I can relate with the people, so how I can get, how say, famous in football, but be the same person as always be. So, and he was very important in my career, I think him, I can say, Ricard Nulio Soinaiko, after we worked together in Malmo. Two personal, very special for me in my career.
Was Roland the one who made you a midfielder?
To be clear with you, it's very... we are in, let me tell you, we are in pre-season in 2010, because 2009 when I come, I think I'm how you say in Swedish, flop?
Flop.
Yeah.
You got some criticism.
Yeah, exactly. It was very hard for me, you know, but I get all the critics for me saying, no, 2010, now we change the situation. And then we asked in the pre-season, they formated the team, put Edio Ferreira and Daniel Larsson in the front as both striking. And then I was in the bench in the beginning. So in the pre-season, Pepe, I don't know if you remember him, Pep.
Pepe Clotet Reis.
Yeah, exactly. And he came into my room. He said, "Wilton, I want you believe." He said exactly like this to me. "I want you believe me. You will be fantastic midfielder in this season." I said, "Midfielder, I need to walk him back a lot. I like more to walk him, to run offensive, not to run back." You know? He said to me, and he convinced me to start training in Spain as a midfielder. Then I get this. I start to work hard, you know. But the personal proposed to me, it's Pep Clotet. He's proposed to me to play as a midfielder in Malmo.
And you got Ivo Pekelski as a partner.
Oh my God, this guy! I think me and him, it was a fantastic combination, because he's an amazing player in that time. You know, I think he was the best moment in his career, and he's being more defensive. I'm trying to work, of course, helping him in defensive, but work more closely with the strikers. You know, he tried to create the offensive part. It was great, 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 great camarot. Great camarot.
If you think back, what was it that produced the gold 2010?
I think because the team in the beginning, you know, not to was a top club, if you say compared with the others. But I think the big difference in 2010, of course, Roland Nilsson was a part of this, but Pep Clotet, he made a difference in our team, because he came with a Spanish mentality. And you saw in our practice, our training, it was to play football. It's not to play, not just a long ball, but we play football, you know. I remember the first 2 weeks when Pep gave the training for us in our facility. Everybody wants kill Pep from Sweden. No, he don't know nothing. How I can train like this? The player saw his frustration. I'm a little bit frustrated because it was very hard training. You know, I remember we in the training, we just can have one touch in the squat, and then not touch. If the player touching you, you need to give a ball to the opponent team. So it was very hard at the beginning. But this make we think quick, think fast, and play. When we come to the games, for example, to the games, we are 100 seconds in front of the opponent, because our mentality and our practice also, it was to make a different football. I think Pep Clotet was very important guy to our team. I think if you ask to the others, I think probably they will say the same. Mm-hmm. But my opinion, he was the point, the key for us get the gold in 2010.
And then you were an important player. Ivo Pekelski was important. Can you name some other players that you remember well?
Of course, Daniel Anderson. It was a leader for us, you know, especially because he have a very good pass, playing the national team, playing the other leagues also. Jon Dahlin, he was an amazing goalkeeper, make our very safe in the back. I can say Daniel Larsson, because he running everywhere, you know. And also we have, in that time, I think, very good talent, like Jiloan Ramalho in the right side. And also we have in the left side, Jimmy Durmas. I think it was a fantastic team, you know. I think this how I can say, players be the responsibility for the others, you know. That's why I think we be unite, you know.
If you compare that team with the others you played in, how do you rank it?
I think in 2010 it was the best. 2011 we mixed a little bit, you know. Then we lose a little bit the first 2012, but 2010 it was the best. We, I think, and we have in the back also in Olson, I can see.
2011, big moment in Glasgow against Rangers.
Yeah, this game I never forget. I think it was, for me, my best game in my career. I did a great game, special way, in the first game. I played a little bit more in front for me and the Hugo Memete. We played together in this game. No, me and the Daniel Larsson, if it's not wrong. Memete playing in the winger. So this game was amazing. Away, we won 1-0. We get our fans together with the us, you know. It's big stadium, big club also in Scotland. This game was, for me, the best play. The best football I show you, it was in that game. For me, it's 5-star. Never forget.
What can you say about Rickard Norling as a trainer?
It was, in that time, very good training because he's not, how we can say, he give the information for us, but he's not close the door for we talk with him if something not work well, you know. That's one good point for him in that time. And he's very open with the us, you know, to hear, to see how the best way to play, you know. It was very good. Very good, I think. Because I remember in that time, Per Ongri, it was a sports chief in this year. And when the Roland Nilsson leave in March, our team, because he went to Copenhagen, we discussed a little bit about who will we bring to us, who will be our head coach. And then I told Per, because I mean, was worked with Rickard before in IQ, and I know the mentality for him. So I told to Per, why you don't bring, because they have many names, why you don't bring Rickard Norling? I think he will fit perfect for us here in Malmo. We like to play football. We have many technical players here, you know. And then he liked the idea. And then after the process, then they make by himself, but it was one small discussion between me, Daniel, I think the other two players. I'm thinking we have discussed with the parent there, and then I say to him, bring that coach because I think we fit for us. It was good, Dicker, very good coach.
Which of these persons do you still have contact with?
Daniel Anderson, I still have contact. Gilwan Hamad, Jimmy Durmas, Larsson, Ed Ofere. I think almost Johan Dalin, we still keep in contact because, of course, every single year I come to Sweden. One, I think, two times last year. I mean, it was in April in Malmo, so. So I think 50% from the players, I still have contact with them. You know, it was a nice time together, you know, in Malmo.
What was the best thing about Malmo? What made you enjoy your stay here? What do you have? What's your favorite spots in the city and in the region?
I think Malmo is like a city, how we can say, because we have some beaches there, strand in Sweden. I think the city is very, very nice. Also, the people, also, I can feel because I'm living in Stockholm before and in Gothenburg, the people in Malmö, it's more open, you know, more international. And also, everything around me outside football, it was amazing because I live in Nijmegen. It was a nice place to live in. And also, and my family also likes so much Malmo. If I can say to you one place, it's wrong for my part, but it's Malmo, it's an amazing city, you know. I'm just thinking about one wrong thing I did in my career. I think in 2012, when I leave this club, you know, I think In 2012, if I can record back, if I come back to take the right choice, it was this to stay in Malmo, maybe 2 years more, you know. But I decided to go to Turkey because my agent fixed a contract there. So he convinced me it was a time to leave Malmo. But to be clear with you, I think it was the wrong decision in my career.
And then you got a knee injury too in Turkey.
Exactly. It was a hard time in the beginning in Turkey because the coach don't like Brazilian players. But anyway, he signed me. So then I stay out for the team for 3-4 games. When I start to play, I think, the third or the fourth game, I get injured in my knee. It was not the operation, nothing, but it was hard to make a recovery.
How close was it that you could stay in Malmö?
No, because in that time, you know, Malmö, he don't invite me to get a new contract because they expect I will leave the club because my salary, it was high in that time, you know, and Malmö say, maybe we cannot pay your salary the same. I don't know what decision from them because we never spoke about that. But I understand Malmö in that time, 2012. It was, I think from that decision, it was, Wilton, we will leave the club, sure. We stay here, you know. But in the half year, the Turkish people start to talk with my agent, with me in that time, you know. So they pressed me a lot. And then I signed a pre-contract before I leave Malmö. You know? That's why we don't have any negotiation. But I believe the board for Malmö, they just say, we leave the club. But as I told it to you again, it was my wrong decision. Because 2012, I think 2012, 30, it was a year they play at Champions League. What? Malmö play at Champions League, 2030 and 40. Exactly.
They won 2013, yes, and then played Champions League.
Yeah, exactly. It was my dream in my career to play at Champions League. Maybe even not play in the 11th start, but being the team, you know.
Of all the clubs you've been playing in, what makes Malmö special? If you're going to explain to somebody who's thinking about joining the Malmö squad, what is it, the feeling about the club? If you could put words to that, Wilton.
The feeling, I can say, to make Malmö one of the best clubs in my career, because everything fit in the years. We are the champion. The fans also, it was very, very nice people, you know. I remember when I worked in, for example, Lila Torgi, it was very good, very, how to say, I mean, I was very happy because my dog, she say to me many times for me, oh, father, I remember when it was in Malmö, you walk in the street, everybody wants to be in you, talk with you. It was very nice, this, you know. And also, I think I have some moments, for example, in 2010, when I scored a goal in the 92 minutes against Helsingborg. I don't know if you remember about that.
Yes.
I scored, which was for me, it's a feeling I never forget. Even I spoke with you and feel the feeling now, you know. This goal means a lot in my career, because 2009, it was very hard for me here. And 2010, we won the league, and also I scored very important goal against our big rival, Helsingborg. And in that time, also Helsingborg fight with us to be at Champions too. So it's many points I can say. That's why I have Malmö as a big team in my career. You know, for me, as I spoke with Daniel a lot, I I would love to work with the Malmo to do to reply everything Malmo have given to me. You know, Malmo, the city, the team, the fans, they give much things in my life I will never forget. You know, the people, so the friendly, so many things.
I've seen some things about religion, that you are a religious man and you have engagement in the church.
Yeah. Still the same, you know. I'm always, everything happy in my life, I believe God gives to me. When I was in Malmo, be the same. I try to make a community with my faith, with my truth and what I believe. So here in Brazil, be the same, you know, every single Sunday, I try to be in the church to say thank you God for everything, because this is, it's like, it's inside in my heart, and it will be for a long my life. So my life be the same, no any changes about that, you know. Even the word is hard, but any change about that.
Which church did you go to in Malmo?
We started to make some small meeting in my room in the beginning, in my house, you know. Then I rent out to one church, and I bring the pastor, the preaching, from Brazil to Sweden, you know. And so it was a pink church, how we say in Swedish.
The Pentecostal church, yeah.
So, but I can say, I make a foundation for a Brazilian community, you know, in Malmo, as a pink church. So then I bring the pastor, and we just meet in the church, because we rent out in, one time in the church, close to my house in Limeira. I can say it's in the most important street from Limeira. It was a church we have rent out there, and then every Sunday and Tuesday we have a time to have our worship there. So it's not a mix, because we have some Swedish people also in our community, but almost it's more 60% it was Brazilian people living in Sweden, living Malmo, they went to our church there. It's like Brazilian Pentecostal church, you can say like this. But it was a foundation, I can say, in my house, beginning my house, then there came more and more people. Then I say, I cannot stage, I cannot invite everybody to my house. I need to reach out there. So it was a great time. It was a great time. So, yeah. So in Malmo, especially because Malmo, they have very big community, Brazilian community, very big. I think, so a lot of people from Brazil living in Malmo.
Wilton, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And next time you're in Sweden, be sure to look us up, because we miss you. We miss your goals, and we miss your big smile and
thank you. And
your big heart.
thank you very much. It was a big pleasure to me.
Yeah.
I hope so. We can come back with. We finished with the one project I have here in. I start to offer to some people in Sweden. So thank you very much for calling. Yeah. But about the project, it was the name of my project was Brazilian Legend Football Players Have Made Success in Sweden. Like, for example, our intention, it's like every summer, if possible, can bring the Brazilian players, like, for example, me, Paulinho Guará, Thiago Quirino, Daniel Mendes, and the other Brazilian players. So, of course, we have others. Afonso Alves, we have Junior, we have other Brazilian players have made success in Avança. Our intention is like try to make a friendly game, but not professional, because nobody is more professional. But just just to make some good memories.
Yeah.
For example, if we, just play against bring some players. For example, make a game against Malmo. For example, not of course against ex football players. Just to the people to see other legends from Brazil. You know? This is one of the projects I hope so. In 2021, we can begin in Sweden. It will be very good.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, Wilton, and take care.
Take care. Thank you very much.